But now, and when you deploy your depth charges, you just kind of just shot him down and hoped he hit something?
No, we set him at all. There's on the end, you ever see a depth charge? It's like a tin can about this high and about this big around.
Yeah.
And they're on a rack. The rack is...
Yeah.
And I forget now.
Yeah.
I think there was 20 on each side, plus we had K guns on the side.
Yeah.
And there's, you got a wrench and you turn them.
Yeah.
There's a little gadget there. Some will go up at 30 feet, some at 60 feet, some at 80 feet.
Oh.
It's a pattern.
I see.
If the guy's down real deep, he's going to get it, or if he's up.
Right, you're going to catch him at one depth or another.
Yeah.
Ah, I see, okay.
And anyhow, we fire. You drop them, and you'd fire the key gun. They called them key guns on each side. It was like a K shape, and they'd fire off, you know, the depth charges and that.
Ah.
So anyhow, we'd take the convoy as far as Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would go in Ireland. But the convoy, the British Navy picked them up, and they'd take them into England.
Oh, okay.
Now, we would stay there about 5 days, a place called Londonderry.
Oh,
they had a lot
about
of
that all the time, Londonderry.
News on that, about all that trouble. Then they didn't have any of that trouble.
Yeah.
It was way up our river you had to go, from the North Atlantic, to get up into this beautiful countryside. It's this, you know, river, and see all the sheep grazing.
But the river was deep enough your ship could go up the river, or you...
No, we'd go right up in the Londonderry,
Okay.
And then we would wait until the convoy was coming back. The British Navy would take it.
As far as...
Then we would pick them up. That went on for about 8 months.
Just back and forth.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But, it was so... It's cold and rough, and then with some would drop off in Nova Scotia, and some of the ships went to Azores. We'd drop a few off in that direction. That's a little island, the Azores.
Azores, yeah.
And they got pineapple, it's like the tropics. You wouldn't believe that, would you? Yeah. So anyhow, one day the captain says, told all the officers, and they told us that we're going to the Boston Navy Yard, and we're going to get overhaul. We've got a furlough the first time, and we finally got a leave to come home.
And what was it, about 2 years? And then
you
finally got a...
Yeah.
Wow.
Usually now, I guess they get after boot camp or something.
Yes, yeah.
Well, anyhow, they said, we got it. Again, run around Cape Hatteras. This is off South America, and that's rough all the time, too, around there.
Yeah.
Through the canal, into the Pacific, and we bypass truck and different islands that they just bypass, and they knew they couldn't bring supplies in. So
there was a lot of fighting going on around that area, too.
Yeah, more or less starving them out.
Yeah.
Well, we got in there just in the time for Saipan invasion. We got in on that.
Oh.
And that's when, but there were so many ships there, you couldn't count them.
Oh, yeah.
And they were firing, and we were all firing on the beach, and then the troop ships came in. You know.
Yeah.
But the worst thing about that is after the landing, we had to patrol around the island. Small place, you know.
Yeah.
It's not big.
Yeah.
And the guy said, "Smell that? What is that?" We all could smell. We thought, "Geez, it smells rotten, whatever." And hopefully the wind blows a different direction. And we found out later there was a big cliff, and it was all rocky below, and people were committing suicide.
Oh.
The civilians. Babies, women with babies, they were all jumping off.
Oh.
And they were laying down there, you know.
Oh,
that's
in the sun.
Oh, it was.
Oh, my
God. Well, then we got into the Philippines, and that was again. But there was so many ships and firing and the planes, and I think we shot many of our own guys firing you know, time to time, cease fire, Steve, you know, guys just keep, you know.
Oh, yeah, by the time
and then we got into the big one of Okinawa. That was about the worst.
Ooh.
That's when they had all these suicide planes.
Oh, the kamikazes.
Oh, yeah. There was
kamikazes. There was the Japanese
pilots.
They'd
dive right on you.
Yeah, they would take their plane and, I mean, they knew they were killing themselves, and they'd smash right into the ship to sink the ship. That way they for sure...
They would have a funeral before they left Japan.
Yeah.
And the plane was just loaded with munitions, explosives. And they would dive right on it, deliberately go right on
it. It was a suicide mission.
Yeah.
They knew they weren't going to come back.
Yeah.
It was.
And all some of the carriers, they got, it was terrible. You never heard of that?
Oh,
oh
my goodness,
yeah.
Caroline.
They had a lot of the men, the Japanese soldiers were suicidal.
Yeah.
They would have stuff strapped to, even the women. And they would.
They were so fanatic.
Go up
that
they. Guns waving like their friends did. And some of the guys walk over there and.
Boom.
They'd pull a plug on grenades and stuff.
Yeah, they'd get killed, but they figured they'd take
they'd kill
other people with them.
Ah,
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, anyhow, Okinawa was, it was bad for the planes. And we had patrol duty around that, again around that. And I'll tell you something else. There must have been 400 ships, everything from battleships and carriers. You couldn't, as far as you could see.
Yeah.
And this one day, a Japanese plane came over, and every ship in the fleet fired.
Was fired.
The sky was black. And that plane was going slow. He could almost wave to the guy, and he just went right. We never hit him.
Ah!
Never hit him. It must have been like a miracle for that guy.
Ooh.
It wasn't his turn or something. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So anyhow, finally, Switzerland was the go-between for Japan and the United States.
Remember Switzerland
when
is
it was
neutral?
Peace.
Yeah.
For peace time.
Yeah.